Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Miscommunication. You are here with Claudia and Kelly. And Kelly, I once again have to just express my joy and excitement that our British bitchy friend there gave us our intro on time. Like,
yay.
It's like a present. You know, I feel it's Christmas
is.
When
it's
that happens.
It's a gift. She's celebrating my birthday a few days early, and that's okay. We can do that.
I'm all for celebration. I feel like a birthday is worth probably a week. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
Except for this birthday, I don't know what it is. I was working at a place with, with teenagers when I turned 30, and I was like, they were so sweet. They all dressed up in like black shirts and all this stuff, and I was like, that's precious. Like, thank you, my girls for loving me enough to mess with me or whatever. But I mean, like this birthday. Like, I usually start the countdown on, like, the 1st of September. I'm like, oh, there's only a few days until my birthday. And now it's, like, 4 days away. And I was like, here it is. It's coming.
I think it's only
35, but, I mean, I'm just saying, when I was a kid or when I was even, like, an older, I guess, like...
A young adult?
I guess we can go that route. I thought, I'll have, a husband by the time I'm 35. And I'll have, maybe a family by the time I'm 35. And you know what I have? I have a puppy. And he's
yeah,
the best.
Puppies are awesome.
They are. They are that. Oh, well.
We
can still celebrate.
I think we should still celebrate. But I agree. I mean, I think it's time to start doing just anniversary birthdays, like 30, your fifth anniversary or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
I thought it was, it may not have been you that I mentioned this to, but I mean, like I stopped when, no, it was you. I think I was telling you this last week, like I'm 2015 now. I'm not 35. I'm 2015.
I love that. I take that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm 2015. I'm 2014 right now.
In a couple of
days, I'll be 2015. And amen. That means I'm 30, right? Okay. All right. Well,
right.
How are you? What's going on? Anything exciting in your neck of the woods?
I'm good. Oktoberfest was this past weekend in Breck. And I realize it is September, but it's a little too chilly in October to have Oktoberfest. So we do it upright in September. So I got to have some good beer and some good food. I ate a corn dog. Thought about you, because I know we share a love of delicious corn dogs, and it was delicious,
absolutely.
I must say. Yeah. So I had that going on, and we are probably about 30 days away from making snow here, and we are less than 2 months away from opening day on the slopes. So I can't get much more excited. Considering that and everything else I have going on, of which you are aware, I feel like life is pretty good right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. It was cool enough yesterday for me to wear a hoodie, and
nice.
I was the happiest person alive because that is my favorite time of year is the fall when you can go outside and wear hoodies and be comfortable and not be like super hot or, like I have to wear a hoodie and a heavy jacket and, long underwear, et cetera, under said hoodie jacket combination. So I was on cloud nine
nice.
about the hoodie weather yesterday. And, of course, the rest of the week is supposed to go back up to, like, 80. So,
of course,
might not be super tickled about that one, but, I mean, whatever.
You had a good day.
It is.
You had a good weather day.
I had a great day.
So, I like it. Well, hopefully, anybody who's listening, you know, those six people, we'll have a good day with what we're going to talk about today. I know you're excited, and I'm excited because football season's back, and so we get to dive really deep into some football. I do have a rant that I have to share with you today, Kelly. I've been holding it in for a long time, and I think it's time to let it go. And we are going to review the band that you have wanted to review for a couple weeks now, Highly Suspect. So I figured you'd be excited about that.
Yes, I'm pumped.
Nice.
Super pumped.
I thought you'd be pumped about that. And we do have a couple dunzos. We had to search kind of hard for them, but we found some. So I guess we might as well start with my rant, shouldn't we? Because
yeah, I think
just
I think
we should.
There's no time like the present.
I agree. So I'm gonna set this one up a little bit by saying that this is not going to be a popular rant. People are not going to like it. I have a strong, strong feeling of that. I have also a strong feeling that I do not care because this is how I feel. And if you don't like how I feel, I don't care. But you know what I've noticed lately is like people want to be equal. Everybody wants to be equal, right? Women want to be equal to men. Other minority groups want to be equal to everybody else. And I fully 1,000,000,000% support that. But the problem I have is when people want to be equal until they don't. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So and you and I, Kelly, have discussed this a little bit offline, but you know, there have been several instances of similar situations occurring, but back in July, there was a Florida State football player who was caught on video punching a girl. Are you familiar with what I'm referring to, Kelly?
I am familiar. Yes, I can speak.
Yep. So, you know, he was charged with assault and he got booted from the team and, you know, whatever. But I watched the video back then and I actually watched it again today. And, you know, you can debate on like who started it and all this, but she did ball up her fist at him and she did strike him either in the face or in like the neck or shoulder area. I couldn't really tell because it is like a bar video. But here's my thing, ladies, if you want to be equal, then when you hit a dude, you get hit back. That's how it works. That's how it should work. Because guess what? Next time, maybe you won't hit the dude that you shouldn't be hitting in the first place. Nobody should be hitting anybody. It's not just men shouldn't be hitting women. So if you're a chick and you're going to like puff out your chest and swat at the dude, then expect to get punched in the face back. That is how I feel about this. What do you think, Kelly?
I do feel like you are making a ridiculously excellent point because, and let's preface this by saying domestic violence in any way, shape, or form is never okay.
Not okay.
Men hitting women, women hitting men, adults hitting children, never, never all right.
Not acceptable.
But, I mean, it's just like a perfect example is people were at, there's like some sort of factory here in town, and there was a scare that, you know, like there's somebody on the property there that was saying that they had a gun, and people are like, holy crap. Well, turns out, he didn't have a gun. That was just, you know, people blowing the story out of proportion. But B, the whole thing was he was having an argument with his girlfriend in the parking lot at this place, and she slapped him, so he hit her back. Well,
I'm fine with that.
Again, it's just like you're saying. This, don't hit people.
Just right. Don't even start it. Because
and this girl here, and again, domestic violence is never okay. I understand that there are extreme situations where people are, you know, terrified for their lives if they leave, and that's why they stay. I understand there are extreme circumstances, but there's extreme circumstances in every issue.
Exactly.
If you are with somebody who beats you, do what you have to do to leave. It comes back to, like, do you value yourself enough to get yourself out of that situation? So
right.
this girl that we were talking about in my great city here, you know, she's an idiot for one of two reasons. You know, the unfortunate reason would be that she's in that situation and she stays there. You know, you're in that situation, you do something that pisses him off, he slaps you. That's the unfortunate reason.
Absolutely.
But the really stupid reason would be, like, hey, don't hit him first. You know, like, there was never a domestic violence issue with my brother and I when we were growing up, but we used to beat the poop out of each other all the time. And it wasn't so much like we beat the crap out of each other. It was he beat the crap out of me. And I never accused him of domestic violence or any type of abuse. That's just what an older brother does to a younger sister when he gets on her nerves or when she gets on his nerves.
Yeah,
I
can attest. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, it's like when I was walking down the street this weekend, you know, and there were all kinds of crazy random people out there. And what I'm thinking is, like, so what society is telling me is that if I walk up to this random dude here and punch him in the face, he's just supposed to look at me and smile? Mm-mm. No, he should punch me back. Because how else am I going to learn not to punch him first?
Right. I mean, like, if women want to be equal, if we want to be so equal to men, like, then we shouldn't want to, you know, make it like, you know, I can hit him, but if he hits me, then he'll go to jail.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying.
You know, like,
if we want to be equal, we need to be equal. If we don't want to be equal, then we don't. But we can't have it both ways. I think that's what frustrates me.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's like that whole having your cake and eating it too scenario. Like, you can't do that.
And, I mean, I love cake.
You can't.
But, yeah.
Exactly. But you can't, like, you can't be the victim and still want to enable yourself to be the aggressor in a situation too.
Right. Yes.
You know, like, you can't be the victim and then, like, make the situation okay where you're the one that's
right.
Not being the
victim. Again, we are not talking about super extreme circumstances where you are fearful for your life. We're not referring to that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're referring to just, you know, crazy random drunk people that hit other people and then expect nothing to happen to them back, no matter what their gender.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but I am. What's going on with the Kim Davis situation?
Oh, my gosh. Apparently she went back to work this morning. It's
her first day back. Okay.
Yeah. She got released from jail, I think it was like Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And she started back to work today. And, you know, she was ordered by the judge not to interfere in her deputy clerk's issuing marriages, you know, like marriage licenses or whatever. But she's basically, like, walking around bragging that, you know, if her name as county clerk, if her name's not on, you know, not affixed to those marriage licenses, then they're not legal. So I mean, it's just
crazy.
I mean, it's just stupid. It's stupid. I think it's stupid. I think I'm sorry, and I've oh my gosh, I've said it time and time again. It's stop it, please. It's aggravating to me because, like, you know, in a way, like, that makes this is an extreme situation. And just an FYI, she said in an article or in an interview earlier that she never wanted this because she never wanted to be in the spotlight.
Oh, my God.
And I call bull on that. But my thing is, like, I don't, you know, like, if you, oh, what am I trying? I'm trying to think of how I can say this and not just sound like a complete douchebag. I mean, like, if, I don't know.
It's me here. You can say whatever you want.
So just go do your freaking job. That makes her being so, like, outspoken and, like, extreme about this makes, you know, all Christians look bad in a way. It's kind of like people saying, like, I won't go to church because there's hypocrites there. Yeah, I mean, like, that's why, and I've said this for the longest time, that's why I don't, you know, like, I'm not going to correct you, Claudia, on, you know what, your language isn't really, you know, encouraging or edifying to me, so you need to maybe not cuss so much. No, because I, you know, I have my own junk to deal with, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to sit here and it's like there's that, you know, that verse in the Bible, you know, like, don't try to get, you know, a speck out of your brother's eye when you have a limb in your own eye. Like, I've got my own stuff. I do stuff wrong every day. Every day I screw up. And so I'm not going to sit here and pick you apart because, you know, you do this and it's not, you know, not really okay. Or, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, no, I'm not going to pick everybody else apart and be judgmental of everybody else. You know, I'm going to be, I need to worry about myself. Because you know what, when things in this world are over and we have to answer, you know, to God in the end and tell him, you know, like, answer for what we've done, I'm not answering for one thing that you did.
Right.
I'm not answering for one thing Kim Davis did. I'm not answering for anything anybody else does. I'm answering for me. So if I think that that, you know, homosexuality is a sin, how about I don't be gay?
Right.
You know.
Right.
If I think that, you know, if I think that, you know, that not right to, you know, wear red ever, then, you know what, I'll just wear blue all the time because that's what I do anyway. Go Cats.
It does look very nice on you, I must say.
I'm just saying. But,
it
I mean,
brings
it,
out your
it,
eyes very
like,
nicely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
But, I mean, it's just really, you know, I have my own stuff to deal with, so I'm not going to, because I had an experience with some people in college that, you know, were like basically, you know, in a superior position of sorts, and they would, you know, basically like preach to people and be like, you know, this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong, and, you know, like, being drunk is wrong, and, you know, and having sex before marriage is wrong. And then, you know, and I mean, even though, you know, like, there's I don't know, we could go into the whole drinking thing, but that would be a whole hour show for another time. Yeah, we might have to do like several segments, several parts. Anyway, you know, but like, yeah, it says in the Bible, basically, don't have sex before marriage, you know, and preaching to, you know, to us, like, drinking's wrong, sex before marriage is wrong, blah, 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 blah. But then, you know, Thursday night when it's college night at the club down the street and you see them there drunk as skunks and basically having sex in the parking lot, like, that kind of, A, it made me mindful of, you know, of what I'm going to say to people, you know, but like, it turned me off from a lot of stuff for a long time. But I mean, it's just, you know, if everybody would worry about being the best version of themselves instead of trying to worry about, you know, making sure that, you know, like Chloe, I don't need to walk up behind you every day and be like, well, what did you do wrong today? You know, like, what, you know, how many lies did you tell and what, whatever, you know, I need to worry about myself.
I appreciate you not asking me all those questions.
I'm not right.
Here's my last thing that I want to say about her is, you know, the thing is, like, it's about the legal process. It's not about what you believe religiously. You know, it's about when people show up to obtain a legal document, do they satisfy the requirements of obtaining that legal document? That's all you're signing for. That's all you're saying.
Exactly.
When you sign that piece of paper, you're just saying these people met the legal requirements to obtain this. That's
it. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
That's my biggest problem with it.
You know, she probably signs, you know, marriage licenses for, like, people that have different religious beliefs. I bet she's probably signed a couple of marriage certificates for maybe some atheists or something that don't necessarily mm-hmm. believe in anything and don't believe in God and whatever. But you know what? She didn't have a problem with that. And I still say the best a friend of mine, I think I said this to you, but this wasn't like on the show, you know, she doesn't approve of, you know, gay marriage, but she doesn't mind the gay taxpayers that help fund her paycheck.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
So you can't just pick, it's just like, you know, Christians can't pick and choose which parts of the Bible they want to believe and which parts of the Bible they want to voice and focus on. You know, if you're going to stand up for, you know, what is in the Bible, and if you're going to stand up for, you know, the thing, you have to stand up for everything from Genesis to Revelation. You can't just say, well, you know what, there's a verse in Leviticus that says homosexuality is an abomination. Yeah, there is. But there's also a verse in Leviticus that says eating shellfish is an abomination. And I sure did have some shrimp last night.
I bet it was delicious.
Shellfish. Dude, it was. But that, I mean, like, it's just, that's one, are they shellfish or shellfish? I had
yes.
some plans too. Either way.
Both
I mean,
count.
Just,
both of them count.
Exactly. So, I mean, you can't just pick and choose. If you're going to stand for it, which, you know, is, I like how this has turned into, you know, a religious sort of conversation. You know, as a Christian, you know, that's what you're supposed to represent. That's what you're supposed to stand for. You know, again, I believe every part of it. Do I always stand up and model it the way I'm supposed to? No, but that's why, you know, on a daily basis, I you know, tell God that I suck and I ask for His forgiveness because that's on me. The way I don't do what I'm supposed to do as a person and as a Christian is on me, and it's not on anybody else. It's not anybody else's responsibility to, like, to take up for it or to worry. I mean, like, maybe not to worry. You know what I mean? Like,
yep, absolutely.
I get encouragement from I mean, like, my pastor, super encouraging. We talk all the time, and he encourages me because he likes UK, and we talk about sports. But he also, you know, he checks on me, you know, a couple times a month, being like, you know, how's life? Like, how are things going? Is there anything I can do to help? How can I pray for you? Those are the kind of people you need. You know, I don't need him saying, you know what, I saw this, or maybe like, you know, I heard your podcast, and you might have used some language that was a bit, you know, maybe not so good. Again, he knows that I'm a grown person. I've been in Christian for 2/3 of my life, so I know the deal. Like, I know that I screw up on the daily. I know that I need to account for that and take, you know, take responsibility for that. That's on me. It's not on me to judge and pick and, you know, like, you're wrong for this and you're wrong for that and you're wrong for this. That's not my place. So, you know what?
Nor is it hers.
Exactly.
So now that we've done that, I apologize. That was my fault, but I had to ask. So you want to do football or do you want to do music? What would you like to do next, Kelly?
Well, I really want to do football. But first, before we run into football, we can just say that, you know, since we've been talking so much about, you know, prayers and being decent people and whatnot, there was another police officer killed this morning. Actually, it was late last night here in Kentucky. This is the story. Guy just started as a state trooper in January, so he hasn't even been on post for a whole year, but pulled a guy over because he ran the plate. Dude was driving on a suspended license.
Not uncommon.
Exactly. The cop goes back to his car. There were, like, you know, three adults in the car. None of them had driver's licenses. And then two kids, I think the news said, like, under the age of 6. So the cop goes back to his car. He's calling in, you know, to the police station to, like, make arrangements for these people to stay in a hotel in the area where they were, in Paducah or Western Kentucky somewhere, Mayfield, I think, actually.
So he was attempting to help them, is what I hear you saying.
Exactly. He was making arrangements for these people to have a place to stay until somebody who had a driver's license and their family could come pick them up. The guy gets in the car, speeds off, cop goes after him, dude slams on his brakes in the middle of the car, like in the middle of the road, cop hits the back end of his car, guy gets out, shoots the cop's gone, you know, family suffering, 25-year-old kid. I mean,
God.
This guy was a, I mean, like, he was a kid, you know, and I mean, like, when I was 25, I know I felt like I had a lot more living to do, and I know this guy had, you know, tons to do. I'm just saying, man, there was no reason for that. He was trying to help these people. He was trying to help these people. They say he wasn't even going to give the guy a ticket. Like, he wasn't going to give him any sort of punishment. And then they shot the suspect, and he ended up dying because he wouldn't put his gun down. And I mean, like,
I can't really say I have a problem with that. I can't. Yeah, I'm not really upset about that.
I mean, but
it's just senseless. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
ridiculous.
Like, what about your life is so bad that you're going to throw everything about it away by, I mean, like, not only killing someone, but shooting a cop? Because, I mean, like, when you do something to a cop, it's like you're doing it to, like, a gang, you know? Because when you're, like,
the biggest gang.
All cops are on you. And it's not about race, and it's not about, like, it's not about religion, and it's not about any of that. Like, it goes back to what we talked about in the first place. Just don't be stupid. Like, there was no reason.
Mm-mm.
No reason. What was so bad that this guy was either doing or had done what was so bad about that he felt like the only necessary out, like the only out in that situation, was to kill this police officer who was trying to help him.
Right.
I don't.
I did a lot worse to people driving on a suspended license back in the day, and wow, I mean, it's just sad. I don't know what's wrong with people anymore. I really don't.
It is, and I mean, I feel like I should say, like, I'm glad the idiot on cop violence wasn't as bad, you know, when you were a police officer. Because if it was, like, who knows if something could have happened to you. But it's not even like, it's not even just, you know, idiot on cop violence. It's like idiot on idiot violence. Like, gosh dang it, why did somebody have to shoot that professor at Delta State University in Mississippi this morning? Who knows? Like, I don't even know. I haven't even seen any more news on that story. I don't know if they caught anybody or if they found out who did it or had a motive or whatever. But, I mean, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, come on.
I know. People. Get it together. Like, really.
It would be great if people could get
not
it together.
Suck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. Hey, let's talk about football.
Let's do some football. So,
those are good times.
The sad times are over. Debbie Downer and Negative Nancy are out the door, because we're about to talk about our favorite subject, which is some football. And before we get to college, which is our super favorite subject, I just want to say how annoying the Cowboys versus the Giants game was last night. I mean, first off, I really wanted both teams to lose because I cannot stand the Cowboys. I hate Tony Romo. And Eli is just like the bastard Manning. Like, how you can have one son cool as Peyton and then one son that comes out like Eli, I have no idea. I have no idea how that is even, like, biologically possible for that to happen. But apparently somehow it did. And, you know, I will say, though, I hate Dallas just a little bit more. And, yeah, somehow, 7 seconds to go, they pull out the W. So disheartening. Equally disheartening that the field did not open up and suck down both teams. Did you watch that game, Kelly?
I did not, because I was I was definitely at the UK North Carolina alumni game last night, which, just saying, I was in the same oxygen space DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis. Now that might not mean much to some of you out there, but holy crap, it was friggin' fantastic. And I mean, like, and the whole thing was for charity. I think they ended up giving, like, over $250,000 to different charities last night. So
it's, wow.
And I'll tell you, you know, there's people that say Coach Cal is a cheater, and they say that he sucks, and they say that he's, you know, like, he's the worst. He's only in it for the money, and he doesn't actually care about people. If you could see, like, I challenge anybody who was, like, in the room last night and could see, like, how much he loves these guys that have played for him. And, I mean, like, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I got chills. I have chills talking about it right now. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame on, I think it was Friday, was when they had that ceremony. He invited all of his former players from UMass, Memphis, and from Kentucky to come up on stage with him. He probably had 75 former players and some of the current guys that are there at UK right now on stage with him. And it's, you know, like, those guys came to, you know, whatever town that was in Massachusetts because they love Cal, because they know that Cal loves him. and them and whatever. Now, to say that, he also gave all this friggin' money to charity. You know, he could have convinced the athletic department, since Kentucky put it on, he could have convinced the athletic department, like, hey, let's split this money with North Carolina and let's keep it for ourselves. But no, that's not what he did. He gave the entire thing to charity. Now, most of it was to, I think they gave like a big chunk of it to like the North Carolina Children's Hospital, which,
oh, nice.
You know, I still think is, yeah, I mean, like super cool. But it was freaking fantastic for these guys who, Anthony Davis just signed the biggest contract in NBA history. Okay? History. Not just like the biggest one this year or the biggest one in the past couple years. The biggest
ever.
Contract ever. Ever, ever. And he came back last night and he wouldn't even, like the Pelicans wouldn't release him to play. So he came back and coached the team.
Nice.
Like, yeah. And so he really, like, he got, I don't want to say nothing because he got to see his buddies and stuff, but, I mean, like, what did he get out of that besides getting to hang out with the guys? He came back because he loves Cal. He knows Cal loves him. That's the kind of, and a friend of mine who produces a lot of radio shows, sports, you know, radio shows in the Lexington, well, out of the same Lexington station anyway. I mean, he was tweeting and stuff, and we were, you know, texting and stuff about, you know, like, he sees Cal every day at Mass. You know, like, how this keeps going back to religion, I don't know. He sees Cal every day.
Here we are again.
Every day he sees Cal at Mass, meaning that, and that's not just a front. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Cal's going to see the Pope in Philadelphia here in a couple weeks. That's super freaking exciting. But Cal is, like, in Mass every day praying for people. And, I mean, like, yeah, he may have been through programs that got in some trouble. A, he was never found to be at fault for any of those by the NCAA, so it's not his fault that Marcus Camby took money and Derrick Rose couldn't take his own ACT. But good man. And he's a great coach. And I am, again, having chills to say I'm so glad that he's our coach here at Kentucky. So that's where I was during the Cowboys, Cowboys-Giants game last night.
Well, I'm gonna sum it up for you in about 30 seconds. I'm gonna give you the highlights for me anyway. The highlights were Tony Romo threw two interceptions, and during the first one that he threw, and they really weren't technically his fault. I'm gonna go ahead and give him credit for that. So the first one that he threw, he pretended as though he was going to run and actually do something to try to stop the dude from scoring a touchdown. Except he kind of played chicken with him and at the last minute darted out of the way. He darted out of the way. Now, I get that he's a quarterback and all that, but man up, Tony. Man up.
Yeah, no.
Man.
I mean, tackle somebody.
Up. Like, even if he had fallen in front of the guy's feet, he would have tripped him. Like, it was that ridiculous. So, that was highlight number one.
He can't get tackled.
I know. He could have pushed the guy.
Oh,
he could have done anything. Anything.
Oh, and
but he didn't
he
because
ran
he's Tony
out
Romo.
Like,
but on the second interception, he did run. And, you know, again, acting as though he may attempt to do something. And he got the crap blocked out of him. It was fantastic. So fantastic.
Nice.
Yes.
Do you play fantasy football?
I don't. I used to, but it gets so consuming and became very stressful for me to try to change my team and figure out who's injured and who's going to be playing. And yeah, so so I haven't jumped back in for a few years.
Yeah, I was unaware that I've been in the same league with these wonderful gentlemen that I'm in this league with for, who knows, 4 or 5 years now. And I mean, like, I love it. Every year I try to get Randall Cobb because he's my guy, and I friggin' love Randall Cobb. My loyalty right now is to the Packers just because I love Randall Cobb.
And did you get him this year?
No, because I didn't know about the draft. I was unaware that we were having a draft. I kept watching. The thing said draft hadn't been scheduled. And then all of a sudden I got an email, thanks for drafting your team. And I was like, oh, crap, I didn't draft my team. The last time my team was auto-drafted, it was really, really crappy. But, I mean, like, I may have not gotten the best quarterbacks because I got Ryan Tannehill and Phillip Rivers. But I got friggin' Marshawn Lynch, and that's really all that matters because he got me 15 points.
That's pretty
last
good.
Night, so I'm just saying. So nice. Good job. And Danny Trevathan is my 1UK guy. Shout out to Danny Trevathan getting me some fantasy points. And anyway, so, but I say we talk some college football because, let me tell you, Kentucky fans, I feel like I've done most of the talking on this here, this here time, this podcast. So if people are tired of listening to me, I'm sorry. I'll shut up and Claudia can talk here in a minute. As a UK fan, like, I've been a UK fan as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to yeah, exactly. Like, one UofL, like, preseason scrimmage when I was a kid, and I was miserable the whole time, and I asked my dad 37 times if we could go home. And finally, we ended up leaving because he was so tired of me asking, which was good because that means I didn't have to watch any more Louisville sports than was absolutely necessary. But, I mean, like, UK basketball has always been, you know, that's what we're known for. That's what we put our, you know, our stamp on, and that's the best part. But UK football, you know you're a real fan if you can stick through some of the crap that UK football has gone through.
They are stressing you out.
Man, back-to-back 2-10 seasons. Last year, we went like 5-7 because, I mean, like, we started out 5-0. It was going really well, and then it just went, you know, kind of like sizzled out there at the end. But I mean, like, from 2-10 to 5-7, huge improvement. And it's all because of our coach. We love our coach. Go Coach Stoops. Anyway, the last 2 weeks, yes, we have been in communication during the second halves of these games because we start out looking like rock stars in the first half. And in the second half, we forget how to tie our shoes and let these other teams, you know, almost come back or come back and tie the game. And, you know, it gets stressful. And then in the end, we come out and win. So we are 2-0 right now. I'll take it because we just beat South Carolina on the road. Anybody who knows anything about the SEC knows that unless you're going to Vandy and in the past Kentucky, it's really hard to win on the road in the SEC. Really hard,
and South Carolina is tough. I don't hate South Carolina. I hate their coach, but that's a tough school to beat.
Yeah,
particularly
and
on the road.
Oh man, and they were looking a few times. Like, they caught him on camera a couple times, looking like he was about to cry, and it was the best part of my day on Saturday because we did come back and win that game, and I mean, next week we've got Florida coming in, and we haven't beaten Florida in, I believe, 20, 28, 29 years, something like that. And we've got them at home after we just had a huge one at South Carolina. I told some of my friends on Twitter that I would give my right arm to be at the game on Saturday. If anybody out there knows of any tickets that are available, because the game's currently sold out, if anybody wants to give me a ticket because I'm broke, that would be great. It would be a great
her
way
right
to celebrate
arm.
My birthday.
Her right arm
my,
and then
yeah.
it for you.
Well, I mean, like, you can have my left arm, of course, because I need my right arm for most things. But, I mean, yeah, come on. It would be
help a girl
insane.
Out.
No kidding. But, I mean, like, not all of us can be fans of freaking awesome teams like Florida State.
Well, we have our ups and downs. Not sure how this year is going to go. We had a decent game. We are the opposite of Kentucky, actually, because our first half is generally horrific, and then we come out after halftime and play like an actual team should play. So our games are a little bit stressful in the opposite way as yours, which I prefer, definitely. I'd rather be stressed for the first 30 minutes than the last 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm hopeful for our new quarterback. You know, we got Golson from he realized that Notre Dame sucks, and he left promptly. Kelly, tell me if you knew about this rule, because I surely did not. So if you graduate, you know, with eligibility remaining, graduate with your undergraduate degree, if your school does not have the graduate major that you, quote-unquote, wish to pursue, you are allowed to transfer schools and immediately be eligible to play. Did you know that?
I was aware of that because we had a basketball player a couple years ago who came in and was he was basically a fifth-year guy working on his master's because, you know, he came from, like, a minor program. But yeah, I did know about that. I'm thankful for that rule in some aspects. But
it's an interesting rule.
It is.
Obviously
it
being
is.
Exploited, but so be it. I mean, we had a decent quarterback anyway. And I mean, quite frankly, Golson last year was not that great of a quarterback, but our offensive line needs to protect him a little better, and then we might be able to do some stuff. But
who is this Cook kid? Dalvin Cook? He's a running back.
Dalvin
what
Cook.
I just
that
looked
kid
at that.
Is freaking amazing.
After two games, the kid has 422 rushing yards.
Yeah, he got 266. Yeah, 266
That's
on Saturday. And here's what makes him even more amazing. So he was actually suspended from the team for the, like, kind of first part of training because of some charge against him that he was found not guilty of because, you know, everybody's got to pick on the poor Florida State guys. But anyway, he was acquitted of any charges, so he, you know, was immediately reinstated onto the team. But he was so committed, you know, throughout the process that he was not allowed, you know, to train with the team or anything. And he continued all of his training, you know, workouts, everything that he needed to do to be ready to play. So pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, there's some kids that, you know, like if they get suspended or if they get in trouble or whatever, like, they're just going to pout and they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to do anything to, but I mean, like, obviously this kid did what he needed to do, like you said, to, you know, to make sure he was staying up. He didn't, you know, even if you're in trouble, you don't want to lose your, you don't want to lose your spot, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, props to that kid for, I mean, A, for, you know, I guess being not guilty of stuff, and B, for, you know, apparently having a good head on his shoulders, that sort of means that he needs to, like, you know, he knows what he needs to do to, I mean, obviously he's NFL caliber running back, so he's, you know, he's going to play on Sundays. But
definitely,
I mean, like, you're not going to play on Sundays if you're in jail.
You are not. So, that is not yet an approved work release program. Well, unless you're Michael
unless
Vick.
He's going.
But,
snap.
I said it. I put it out there.
Did you? Kind of fantastic. Did you hear that there were people when Pittsburgh signed him, there were people in Pittsburgh that were, like, flipping out. They were going to boycott the games. They were, like, so – they were pitching a fit because of Michael Vick, yet Ben Roethlisberger is a rapist.
Right. I mean,
okay.
I hate both of them. Like, let me be clear.
Like,
I think both of them are total douchey losers. And I had said when Michael Vick, you know, got out of jail and was going to get to play, which I find ridiculous, because I know people are going to say, like, oh, he paid for his mistakes. No, he didn't, people. He is a psychopath. And if you don't think that, then you don't know what he really did. So, like, do a little internet research and see what he actually did to those animals, and then I think you'll have a different opinion. But anyway, at the time I was a Panthers fan because I was dumb, I guess. And I said, you know, if they sign him, I will never, never root for them again, which they ended up, you know, eventually taking Cam Newton, which is almost as bad. So I still left the Panthers. But, yeah, how you could be okay with Vic, or not okay with Vic, but okay with Roethlisberger, makes absolutely no sense to me. None.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, and that's, I mean, like, the SEC has made a rule now that, like, if you've been, I think if you've even been accused of, like, you know, sexual assault or domestic violence or anything like that, like, they won't accept you as a transfer. And I mean, like, but that's like, you know, I bet if, you know, if somebody was found guilty of, you know, throwing your puppy in the street, they would probably accept him.
Right.
But
quickly.
I mean, and I mean, that's a touchy subject. I mean, like, if you steal potato chips from the Kroger and you get in trouble and you get caught and you go to jail for a year and pay your debts to society, et cetera, et cetera. You know, do you deserve a second chance? Sure. I mean, like, everybody deserves a second chance, but
most everybody.
Believe I'm not gonna give you a second chance to, you know, beat the crap out of me.
Right, and I'm not letting you babysit my dog.
Amen.
Like, I don't want to see Michael Vick on Rover.com.
No.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm a Packers fan. I like Randall Cobb. I like Aaron Rodgers. And they won ball game last night, and I'm okay with that. And Randall hurt his shoulder, but he still caught a touchdown pass, and that's okay with me. So go Pack, go. And
I'm in transition. I am without a pro team right now because I was
Pack,
a Vikings fan, and I was a Vikings fan because A, I love Minnesota, the state, and B, Christian Ponder was their quarterback, so I got to support my Noles. He's clearly not there anymore because he wasn't doing so well. So I'm kind of teamless, and I thought about the Broncos, but, you know, first off, they wear orange, and I just don't feel good about that. Secondly, Peyton's probably not going to be there any longer than this year, so then, like, I'm going to be floating in a sea all alone again next season. Thinking about Tampa Bay just to support Jameis Winston, so Yeah, so if anybody has any good team suggestions, feel free to shoot them over to me with, you know, one or two points on why I should support that team. Don't bother naming the Panthers because I hate Cam Newton, can't support him. He is ridiculous.
Packers.
Packers are a possibility. Yeah, don't say the Cowboys. I clearly, if you listen to the first part of the show, I do not like them. And Eli Manning is a dork. So don't suggest them. But most other teams are up for grabs. So, yeah, hopefully in the next week, Kelly, I'm going to make a decision. Packers are a possibility. I'm okay with Green. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. You want to talk about some music?
I would love to talk about some music. And then I would also, I have been kind of glancing at Facebook, so we do have some social media stupidity to address here in just a few minutes.
Perfect. Well, normally, you know, our show is an hour, but we're going to go a little over today because we want to get everything in. So the band that we're going to talk about today in our Listen Up segment is one that Kelly has been raving about for weeks. And so here's a funny story, Kelly, that I don't think I've shared with you yet. So she has been raving weeks, texting me like on a near daily basis. Well, I mean, we text on a daily basis, but about this particular band, near daily basis. Have you listened to them yet? I really love them. Hey, have you checked them out yet? Really like them. Really loving them. What about now? Have you listened? Hey, listen. So finally, I was like, damn it, I got to listen to these people. So I downloaded several of their songs because I have Apple Music and it's free. Just a little shout out for them. And as I started to listen to a song, I was like, I recognize these guys. Why do I recognize these guys? Because they're on Octane, Kelly. So I have heard Highly Suspect before, and I really, really, really enjoy them. Lydia would happen to be my favorite song right now. So
gosh,
why don't you tell us about your love for Highly Suspect?
I think the word preface has been my favorite word. I will preface this rant about how great I think Highly Suspect is with, you know, just a little thing about how great I think the person who introduced me to them is, Shannon, the dude. I've mentioned him. This is the third
Shannon
in a row.
Shout out to Shannon.
He's freaking fantastic. And, but, you know, like I said, if I need suggestions on music or, if I need suggestions on music, I go to basically two people. I go to you and I go to Shannon. And so I can text Shannon or I can listen to him on the radio and say, oh, that's a great song. So I sent him a text a few weeks ago. I said, look, I need new music. What should I listen to? And he said, I've been playing this song a lot on, you know, 93.1, the Fox Rock. You can hear it on iHeartRadio for people who aren't in Kentucky. Anyway, been playing them a lot on the Fox in the afternoon. Band's called Highly Suspect. Song's called Lydia. I immediately went to YouTube, found the song. One of those.
So good.
Like, you have to, yeah. And like, and I feel somewhat, maybe a little bit guilty, but I had to listen to it a couple of times before I actually, like, fell in love with it. But it's one of those songs that, I don't know if you do this too, but, like, I listen to a song so much in the beginning that, you know, like, I'll listen to it just, like, on repeat until I know all the words. And then
yes,
I can sing along with it. So I've done that. And they are slightly fantastic, made up of a set of twins and their friend Johnny, which is the Meyer brothers, Rich and Ryan. Let me tell you,
twinning.
I sent Claudia a picture of them. Of one of them. And I tell you what, he's somewhat adorable. I don't know which one of those twins it was, but delightful. So not only is he, a pleasure to glance at on the TV or on the phone when you see their picture. But he's also, you know, pretty fantastic when he's singing this song. But Lydia,
you know what I think, Kelly?
Great song.
I think you can't beat a guy that can sing and look good and maybe play an instrument as well. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, like, he obviously sings because he's and he plays guitar, and he's fantastic. And again, I apologize to you, band people. You're never going to listen to this, but I do apologize for not knowing which one of you is actually singing the lead on that song. I do apologize. Either way, just know that I think you're freaking fantastic.
Freaking fantastic.
And so, but they also have, you know, like, I listen to, you know, more stuff. And they've got this song called Bath Salts. And, you know, it sounds like it's going to be kind of like creepy or freaky or whatever. I actually started to watch the video first. And it was kind of like, holy crap, like, what am I watching? But if you don't watch the video and you just listen to the song, it's freaking fantastic. Like, I mean, it's just, there's just so much good on that album. It's good stuff. I followed your lead and did, you know, start my 3-month trial with Apple Music. So, you know, I downloaded their album. I also may or may not have downloaded some Five Finger Death Punch, which
fantastic.
Kind of fantastic as well. So, I mean, I freaking love them. And I listen, I tell you how much it is. You know how excited I've been about Louder Than Life here in just 17 days. Holy cow,
17
days. Holy crap. Anyway, 17 days until I get to go to Louder Than Life. And so on top of that, you know, they have my current obsession with, you know, with Highly Suspect has overshadowed anything else that I've been listening to in my preparation for Louder Than Life. They've outshined Shinedown, which is hard to do in my book. Exactly. Hard to do in my book, you know, is to do anything that I can, you know, that I would almost prefer to listen to over Shinedown. But that doesn't happen often, and I always, you always go back to what you love. So, you know, obviously I love Shinedown because I always listen to them. But, yeah, I mean, like, I would listen to them and, like, tweet them and say, hey there, guys from Highly Suspect. These girls who listen to music were talking about you on their podcast. You can tell them that, and then maybe,
and it was
you know, like, yeah, I think they are fantastic. But anyway, I mean, just freaking crazy good. So thank you, Shannon, for turning me on to them, and thank you, Highly Suspect, for making some pretty freaking good music.
It is pretty freaking good. And I think Bath Salts might have been the song I was listening to, you know, and I was like, these guys sound really familiar. And then I realized, you know, who they were and what song was on Octane. So definitely worth a listen. And they are on tour right now, I believe. So you can go to highlysuspect.net, if I'm not mistaken, and check out their tour dates to see if they are coming to a city near you. You never
now,
know.
I did do that. I did go ahead and stalk their tour schedule to see if they were going to be in the area anytime soon so I could maybe go listen to them. But they're getting ready to go, like, to England or something. They're going to
the UK. They're going to be in Denver next month.
What? I think the UK is like after the first of the year, but I mean, like, they're not going to be anywhere near where I am, unless
they're
to Denver next month.
Yeah.
When are they going to be in Denver next month?
The 19th.
Well, I mean,
yeah, October 19th.
I could always take some vacation days from work and go to Denver.
Probably be fantastic. I don't know anything about the Moon Room, but I bet it's great.
I'm sure it is. Can we please address some social media stupidity before
I feel like that. You know, we've done a lot of spiritual things today. We've given people a lot of religious things to think about, a lot of, you know, gender equalization things to think about, a lot of crimes not to commit. So, why don't we help people out and tell them what stupidity that they should avoid on social media?
I mean, we can start with if you are obsessed with a person.
It's generally called stalking, but go ahead.
That if you are obsessed with a person and you are also married, and you send said person that you're obsessed with text messages, but then you also, you know, send them like subliminal posts.
I have no idea
Facebook.
Where this is going, and I'm so excited.
Okay, there's this girl who is obsessed with my friend.
Okay.
And she's married. Now her wedding was going on, like she was about 3 days away from getting married when my friend decided that he was going to file for divorce because his ex-wife is effing crazy. If you listen to our podcast in the beginning, then you'll know that story. But
she's in that job.
So crazy. She sends him texts and she sends him Facebook messages and she puts posts on Facebook about, like, I want to be with you, you know? Like,
she's married. What?
Saying. Just freaking saying.
Is her husband on Facebook?
Yeah, I think so. I believe he is. But, I mean, like, my thing is, hey, you know what? If he wanted, she told him at one point, you know what? You wouldn't be going through all this drama if you had just married me. I'm like, holy.
Wait, your friend said that?
No, said that to my friend.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
And so... Oh, girl, this girl's out of town. This is how bad it is. My friend was with me at the game last night. And after that, me and him and his brother went to Red Lobster to eat dinner. And then we came home. Coming home was a whole different story. Dude got lost. We ended up, it took us 2.5 hours to get home. That's a whole nother story.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? Did you have the Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Girl, yeah.
God, those are amazing. I'm not a big Red Lobster fan, I'll tell you, but I could go there just for the Cheddar Bay biscuits. Totally didn't mean to interrupt you, but you said Red Lobster. It makes me think of the biscuits. Please continue with your story.
Oh, no, it's totally okay because that's my obsession as well. For anybody who's interested or anybody that cares, I guess, if you're in Rupp Arena, you don't really have great phone service. Because they don't have the Wi-Fi installed and improved. et cetera, et cetera. Oh, gosh. I just saw some more stupid junk on Facebook. anyway, like, sending them messages all through the game, commenting on Facebook statuses, like, when she asked him where we were going and what we were doing for dinner, like, A, you're married, you're at the beach with your husband. How about you worry about what you're doing instead of what he's doing for just a minute? And, you know, like, then it's like, well, why didn't you invite me to go to the game and go to Red Lobster? Number one.
Shut up.
Probably because you're married and you're kind of stalker-esque. She did tell him that when she got home from said vacation with her husband, that she and my friend's son should take a vacation together. Okay? Just saying. If you're gonna have the crazy, how about you don't put the crazy on the Facebook? How about we just go that direction? If you've got the crazy, don't put it out there.
I take it that your friend is not encouraging any of this behavior.
No. I mean, like, he is a decent person, so, like, if she sends him messages and asks him how his day's going, he's like, not too bad. Or, it's kind of crappy. Or whatever. So he's not going to be a douche and just, like, totally, you know, be a douche. But he's also not being like, oh, you think we should go on vacation together? That sounds like a great idea.
Let me pack a bag.
Yeah, no.
See, here's the thing. And a lot of dudes don't understand this. Because they want to be nice, and quite frankly, they're naive. But when dealing with a crazy, you can't give them anything. So, like, he kind of needs to be a douche. He kind of just needs to, like, ignore her, else she will never go away because she takes – remember the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance. That is what she thinks every time he responds to a text.
That's probably true.
Because she's crazy. So, just saying. But, yeah. So, I think the lesson here is that if you are married, don't stalk people on Facebook and don't invite them on vacation while you're on vacation with your spouse. Is that?
Yeah,
don't be crazy.
I'm saying,
don't be crazy.
Yeah, I'm saying, A, don't be crazy. And B, don't, you know, if it was, I'm not saying that this behavior is ever okay, but if you're just going to, like, you know, send them private Facebook messages or send them, you know, like,
right,
text messages, that's one thing. But when you put stuff on, like, out on public Facebook, for everybody to see, like, you're just, you know, like, you're lifting your skirt and saying, hey, here's all the crazy I got. Look at it. Here it is. I got it out there. It's for everybody. Have it. Go. Run.
That was an amazing visual that I could have done without, but it was amazing. Here's the other question that I have, like, I mean, clearly, I don't know these people, but her husband must be a moron. I mean, like, what is his deal?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he is pretty just freaking stupid. I've heard that he is kind of a douchebag. So, you know, maybe that's part of why she doesn't want to. Whatever, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when she sent him messages that said, you know, my day is made when I hear your voice or get a text from you. Okay. And that's like, that's something you say to like your husband. You know, that's not something you say to, you know, somebody that you had a crush on at one point that you all of a sudden, you know, decide to sort of obsess with. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I agree.
Oh my God.
Any other crazy social media stupidity happening today?
I did see what was it that I was reacting to something here just a minute ago about where did it freaking go? I don't know, it was something about Kim Davis. We don't have to talk about it because we've already addressed it. But, I mean, I don't know.
Crazy.
So much social media stupidity. Like, here's the thing. Are you, like, offended? Or does it hurt your feelings when people, like, unfriend you or unfollow you on Twitter?
Are you talking to me?
Is that? Yeah.
Am I offended? Did you really just ask me that? You know I don't care. I don't even know.
Yeah, I should. Exactly. And the only,
I don't keep up.
Now, I mean, like, I have this app that tells me, you know, like, you know, who's followed me and who unfollowed and blah, blah, blah. I mean, not because, like, I am going to, like, you know, address them directly in a tweet and be like, why the heck did you unfollow me?
What is your problem?
What's wrong with you? You don't want to see all my interesting...
You
don't
want to
see all my interesting... You don't want to see all my interesting comments about the UK football game? Or,
right.
You know, in response to people who are at the UK football game? Or people who are watching the UK football game with me. Anyway, honestly, I would understand why 75% of the people that follow me would unfollow me for that very reason.
They could just mute you, though.
Exactly.
I mute people
that's
all the time. I mute people all the time. They don't know.
I just cleaned up a bunch of junk and, like, unfollowed a bunch of people and muted people and whatever. But, I mean, like, I woke up this morning and I saw that, like, I mean, we talked about this a few minutes ago, you know, like, we had somebody that, like, unfollowed us on Twitter and unfriended us on Facebook and, you know, like, that whole, like, mass exodus kind of thing where they just get rid of you altogether.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not, like, super disappointed about all of that per se, but... I mean, like, if it was something, like, if you were to unfollow me and, you know, like...
Yeah, I would notice that.
Leave me on Twitter and not be friends with me anymore, I would be very sad. And that probably would prompt me to come to... you know, I would come to where you are. And
so that's what I
got
to do to get you here is unfollow you. That's what I got to do.
Man. No, you know better. I love. Anyway, you're my best friend. Therefore, I will never unfollow or unfriend you on Facebook without your prior knowledge. I'll never block your phone number from my phone et cetera.
Let me talk about what you were just saying real quick about the mass exodus that we experienced. And it's funny that you put it like that, because I was gonna say something about that in social media stupidity as well. So people, if you want to leave social media, by all means, please do so. Nobody's forcing you to be there. Nobody is forcing you to be there. If you want to take a break from social media, again, by all means, make it happen. But here's what aggravates me. When people post and message and everything else telling you, no more Facebook for me, can't stand it, so much negativity, nah, never coming back, going away. And then like a week later,
20 minutes later,
hey, I'm back. How's everybody been? I'm great. Fantastic. Really? Okay, now you are just attention seeking. That's all you're doing now. Now you're just wanting people, when you post that you're leaving, you're just asking people to post, no, no, please don't go, but I'll miss you.
Yeah.
But we're such
friends.
Why are you going? Yeah, what? Why? But how will I know what's going on in your life? How will I get your GoFundMe request? Like, that's what you're asking people to do. So just stop. I mean, if you need attention, like, go to a strip club and buy a lap dance. I think you get really good attention there, especially if you tip well. But don't fake leave social media to get your attention. That is my comment. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. A freaking man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, because, like, when we first started, like, sending out, little notes that we were going to, start, like, talking about bands and junk. When we first did that, they were, like, a bunch of bands followed us. And, well, I don't know about you, but they followed me. And then, one by one, they're all, like, unfollowing me. And I'm like, meh.
What? Douchey.
Okay. That's the way to build up.
That's the way
to
gain a listenerhood. No, probably the reason is because they heard us last week saying, if you suck, don't bother.
Now, like,
really
80 of them just unfollowed me.
Yeah, they're like, damn it. We suck. We have no chance.
We're out of luck. but I mean, they 15 bands followed me, and then like 13.
Now I gotta go look.
Me.
I hate you.
Like,
now I gotta go check. I'm only concerned about a few bands.
Have to.
I'm only concerned about a few bands. So that's all I'm gonna say. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about people that broke up real fast before we leave our awesome audience for the night?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's
super fast.
Save the tears for the end. Our sweet Avril Lavigne, that I didn't know had been relevant since she sang that song Complicated in like 2003.
Has she been?
No.
She dated Brody Jenner. Okay.
How?
Dated Brody Jenner.
How did she date Brody Jenner?
I don't know, but she did.
And was she only engaged to Chad Nickelback because he's in Nickelback and he can't do any better?
I mean, I guess. Like, all I can think of is that she finally realized, like the rest of us, that Nickelback sucks, and she's like, whoa,
yeah,
like, yeah, they do suck. I need to get out of this immediately. I'm not really sure. I mean, like, obviously Brody Jenner isn't like, I mean, he doesn't really have a claim to fame. Not that you need one. I mean, I don't know if he works. I don't know what he does. I don't know anything about the dude. Okay. But
he had reality shows like out his ears.
I know that.
He was on the hills and his dad, mom, is a pilot.
What did you just say?
What is, anyway, I call her dad, mom. his parent said at one time was his father, and now doesn't have a penis anymore.
No, she was
an Olympic athlete.
Bruce still does.
There you go.
Have that, I believe.
Still does. Okay.
I think so.
I mean,
I think remember we had that whole conversation like a month ago about how I didn't understand. Anyway, I don't understand how, if you feel like you need to be the other gender, you want to keep the equipment. That doesn't make sense to me. But if you say it's not about the equipment, but you get the fake boobs. Remember we talked about that? He still has the equipment.
Yeah. How can you look as good as he supposedly does in a bathing suit if you don't have, you know, like if you still have one?
They can do some, I mean, I don't want to act like I know the answers to this, but I think they can stuff that stuff in places that I don't know. I guess if you're motivated, you can do just about anything, with a penis.
It's not like Bruce Jenner has to set up a GoFundMe account to have his pecker cut off.
No, I agree.
He's got money.
Like, okay, so this brings up this question. Hopefully your pastor is no longer listening.
I really hope not.
If you are able to tuck it with such ease, like, is that indicative of your lack of equipment? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know. See, and that's the thing. I don't know anything about equipment. I'm not married. I'm not exposed to that stuff on a daily basis, so I don't know. But...
I live by myself. I'm not exposed to it on a daily basis. I'm simply saying if you can so easily hide it, then there must not be that much to hide. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, that
right?
makes sense. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That,
I don't know.
You were talking about uncomfortable visuals.
Let's move
there,
on.
There it goes. Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, if you can be an Olympic sprinter and wear like the super short shorts, like that. Now that
they are short.
And believe me, and that comes from like I watched my brother watch run 8 years of cross country through high school and college. Obviously, I'm not incestuous, and I didn't look at my brother. But when you watch over the span of 8 years, roughly 7,000 other men run cross country in those tiny, ridiculous. I don't understand. I don't understand, man. I did watch that. And I tell you, the worst exposure I had to any appendages was when my brother was in college. And my dad was coaching, and we were watching the women's race because the women run before the men, and there was a Kenyan on this other team, and she did not wear a bra. And they gave her a jersey that was a size too big. So they, I saw plenty of boobies that day that I did not want to see. So anyways.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, luckily, in my 8 years of watching, you know, Highly Suspect on the radio right now. Anyway. Sorry, there's our background music. Do we have to pay, listening rights to that?
Probably.
Anyway. Shoot. I'll turn it off after 15 seconds.
I didn't hear anything. I couldn't hear it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I never saw one of those fall out of any shorts, but I don't understand how everything is kept in place so well. I don't get it.
I think we have a... Yeah.
And on that note,
John Hamm and his girlfriend, wife, whatever she is, of 18 years, have also split up. And I don't even want to talk about him when it comes to John Hamm. Do you hear about that?
No.
Me neither. So we're not going to go there. Anyway, yeah, we have gone way over.
I feel,
do you really not know?
No, I really don't.
I don't know a lot about it because at the time that all this came out, I did not watch Mad Men. I have since watched Mad Men. It was fantastic. But apparently he did not wear underwear under his wardrobe. And apparently that was a problem because there's a lot going on down there. Apparently he would not be able to easily tuck and hide, is my understanding of the situation. I don't know. I just remember hearing about it a few years ago. So feel free to Google and maybe we can discuss next week because we have gone way over. We have gone an hour and a half, but I feel like our last 30 minutes here have been pretty golden. I feel like it was well worth it. Next week, we will again be discussing football. I'm sure we're going to have some awesome games this weekend. Hopefully some more people will break up so we can talk about them. We will review a new band, and we will also have, I'm sure, lots more social media stupidity to discuss. So, Kelly, have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Everybody, wish Kelly a happy birthday. Happy birthday. And we will talk to you next week.
Yay.